From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm David Green. In 2 weeks, President Obama will appear at the first of 5 big rallies. The idea is to help Democrats recapture some of that excitement they had in 2008 so their voters will turn out this November 2nd. Organizing for America, the grassroots movement that helped President Obama win the White House, is also cranking back into gear. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports on whether it can help Democrats hang on to their majorities in the House and the Senate.
Democrats always knew it would be hard to duplicate the amazing feat they pulled off 2 years ago when they brought in millions of first-time voters and created a mighty grassroots network of volunteers. But with the recovery lagging, the Congress unpopular, and the president himself off the ballot, it's turning out to be even harder than they thought. Still, Tim Kaine, the chairman of the Democratic Party, told a group of activists last week that he wants them to do it again.
In 2008, I know most of you went door-to-door or made phone calls or emails or arm-twisted buddies at church and at the workplace. You did all you could. Some of you likely cast your first ballot. Don't let anybody tell you that the 2010 election isn't as important or historic or as meaningful as 2008.
Kaine is planning to offer $50 million worth of assistance to Democratic candidates this year, sending hundreds of paid organizers into the field and equipping grassroots volunteers with the latest technology.
I'm using the incredible new Organizing for America iPhone app for canvassing. It's called Go Canvass.
That's Greg Myers, data analyst for an insurance company by day and on nights and weekends ever since 2008, a diehard Obama canvasser.
If you're used to clipboards, this is so much easier to use.
The technology may be easier to use, but now voters are a little harder to persuade.
It generally takes about a minute or two before we see that spark of enthusiasm. It used to be that enthusiasm was there when you walked up to the door.
With independent voters deserting the president's party in droves, Organizing for America volunteers like Myers are left with no choice but to try to boost turnout among Democrats. Today, Myers is going door to door in a working class neighborhood in Norristown, Pennsylvania.
Hi, are you Takesha?
No. What's she won?
It comes in handy to have a sense of humor.
I just said it's like prospecting. You know, a lot of attempts, and occasionally you find a diamond.
And sometimes you don't. Takesha wasn't home. Myers is part of a huge experiment. He and all the other OFA volunteers got their instructions in a video message emailed by the Obama Organization's grassroots guru, David Plouffe.
So by November 2nd, we have a very audacious goal, and we are trying to reach through OFA 15 million voters in this country.
15 million is just about the number of first-time voters in 2008. The lion's share of them voted for President Obama.
Really, what this is all about is the composition of the electorate.
That's political strategist Tad Devine. He's handling the campaigns of some of the most vulnerable Democratic incumbents this year.
The electorate in 2008 was younger. There were more minorities. We need to make sure that the electorate that shows up in 2010 gets as many of those people into it as possible.
But historically, young people and minorities have not turned out in large numbers in midterm elections. Devine thinks the Democrats' field organization could change that.
The big difference here is that we've got people in 2006 and in 2008 who actually voted for Democrats, who we know. You know, we know who they are. We know where they live. We have their email address. We have the cell phone number.
But they still have to persuade them to vote. And here's where former Congressman Tom Reynolds is skeptical. Reynolds was the chairman of the Republicans' campaign committee in the House. He knows the power and the limits of a good field operation.
They, I believe, are making the mistake that they can use their lists and some of what they have in high tech and say, we're going to transfer that from the Obama operation to a midterm Democrat operation. But I think they're going to find it hard to achieve. And why do I say that? Based on their track record.
Reynolds points to the statewide races since 2008 in Virginia, New Jersey, and Massachusetts, where the Democrats tried and failed to turn out the so-called Obama expansion voters.
And I'm an old-fashioned pal from New York that does everything I can figure out. That's poll signs, that's calls, that's more calls, that's door-to-door, that's bullhorns if it's applicable, that's computer message, anything I can do to help stimulate voters. So I respect that. But you still got to have an engaged base. And what I'm hearing is the Democrats can't get their base engaged. And I promise you the Republicans are engaged.
So the big question that will be answered on November 2nd is this. Can a good ground game, and the Democrats had a great one in 2008, turn out just enough of the newly minted Democratic voters to withstand the wave of enthusiasm on the Republican side? Back in Norristown, it's easy to see what Democrats are up against. 2 years ago, Tammy James voted enthusiastically for Barack Obama.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Now she's more ambivalent about voting in November and about the president.
And the time is going by, and it's like, okay. He needs to know that if he wants to continue in office, like, he needs to make things happen. You know, we're hearing about jobs, but people are still saying where. Where are these jobs at?
In 2008, this block of row houses would have been plastered with Obama signs.
Hey, puppy.
Today, there's not a bit of evidence that there's an election going on.
Is Zephrenia good here?
Except for Greg Myers.
This isn't very promising.
Not very promising, but still the Democrats' best hope to minimize their losses in November.
So I need an iPhone app that'll make them be home.
Mara Liasson, NPR News.